Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec, with a look at the week ahead here in Australia and overseas. A bevy of economic and financial events usher in the month of November in Australia this week. The main event for investors occurs on Melbourne Cup Day on Tuesday, when Commonwealth Bank Group economists expect policymakers to lower the cash rate target, lower the target on the three-year Australian government bond yield, and reduce the term funding facility rate all to 0.1% from 0.25%. We also anticipate the board will announce a quantity-based asset purchase or quantitative easing program, buying a mix of Commonwealth government and state government bonds with a focus on the 5 to 10 year part of the yield curve. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics releases the final reading on retail trade for September. In the preliminary report, spending fell 1.5%, but sales are still up 5.2% on the year. Most interest will be on the September quarter update on sales volumes and retail prices, with the former feeding into the national accounts. We estimate that retail trade volumes, excluding inflation, climbed 5%. Other notable forecasts in the data docket include an expected flat outcome for September building approvals, a modest 0.2% lift in CoreLogic's home prices index in October, a 2% gain in the value of home loans in September, and a trade surplus of around $4 billion in September. And on Friday, the Reserve Bank's latest economic forecast takes centre stage when policymakers issue the statement on monetary policy. In the coming week, two major events take place in the United States. Firstly, on Tuesday, Americans cast their votes in the US presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden is ahead of incumbent President Donald Trump in national opinion polls, with a potential blue wave of Congress and the White House expected for the Democratic Party. The polls in key battleground states remain tight, and the US Senate race is expected to go down to the wire. A contested outcome could unnerve investors, with postal voting outcomes a wild card during the pandemic. Secondly, on Wednesday, the US Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, or FOMC, begins its two-day policy meeting with no change in interest rates expected. And on the US data docket on Friday, non-farm payrolls or employment may have lifted by around 635,000 in October, with the unemployment rate easing to 7.7% from 7.9%. Finally, the September quarter corporate reporting season enters its penultimate week in the United States. Major companies tipped to report include Alibaba, Beyond Meat, Lowe's, Mosaic, PayPal, Coty, Qualcomm, Wynn Resorts, General Motors, Norwegian Cruise Line, Square, Uber, and Peloton. Thanks for your time.